moosejawtoday.com. Substance use and drug addiction contributed to John James Lewis Jarrett's criminal offenses during the past 3 years, but it was only recently that he was forced to answer for those incidents. Jarrett's first offense occurred on April 23, 2020, at 4:47 p.m., when he walked into the Union Grocery and Confectionery on Athabasca Street East, pocketed several chocolate bars worth $5.62 and left without paying, Crown Prosecutor Rob Parker said in Moose Jaw Provincial Court recently while reading the facts. 4 months later, on July 14 at 6:57 p.m., police learned about a potential break-in on Wolf Avenue. Officers found Jarrett in the home upon arrival, as he had entered through an unlocked door. The home was actually vacant, and while all windows and doors were shut, they were not locked. He had turned on various lights and fans throughout the house and had used the toilet, which was not hooked up with plumbing, said Parker. The Crown felt that under the circumstances, there was not an intent to commit any offenses and, it was more of a mischief situation. Several years later, on November 28, 2022, at 4:03 a.m., video captured Jarrett entering the porch of the Moose Jaw Humane Society and taking a large plastic tote used for blanket donations, the prosecutor continued. He then filled the tote with bottles and cans that residents had left in the recycle bin and left. Lastly, on July 7, 2023, Jarrett walked up to a vehicle in the Winmar parking lot and smashed the driver's side window in an act of mischief. He had been on an undertaking at the time to keep the peace and be of good behavior. The oldest of these allegations goes back to April of 2020, so it's been a long time in having the matters dealt with by virtue of Mr. Jarrett's continued non-attendance in court, Parker said. During his appearance by video in court, Jarrett, 45, pleaded guilty to several charges, including theft, twice, mischief, twice, and failing to attend court, 5. As part of a joint submission, Jarrett received 120 days, 4 months, in jail. He had been on remand for 60 days after his arrest in July, so the court credited him with 90 days. Therefore, he will spend another 30 days behind bars. Legal aid lawyer Suzanne Johnson explained that these offenses occurred because of Jarrett's substance use and addiction problems, although he was sober from late 2020 to early 2022. Jarrett is connected with the John Howard Society for Support, and upon his release, he will return to the agency and seek further help, she added. Judge Brian Hendrickson accepted the joint submission and thought it was a fit sentence. He also agreed to waive the victim surcharge penalty. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyperlocal Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.